Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 you already know what the fuck it is, man. This is PSA Radio. Man, we're back just with the shits today, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. I'm here with, I am Timbo with my fucking brother, Dre311. What's good, man?
Yo, what's cracking? PSA, man. It's popping out here.
Well, we out here. We got Cassie calling back up today. And we're going to hustle up Mr. Chicken. Going to break down this battle. Mr. Chicken. About to just break down this battle, man. You already know what the fuck it is. And but we had some announcements happen, Dre. We had some announcements.
Bye-bye.
We have King of the Dot announced that not only Roan will be back for Blackout 24/7. Is making his return to the stage.
Wow.
I'm a big 24/7. And Bishop Brigante is jumping in the ring.
Wow. Man. Have they announced the people these cats are going to all get it in with?
No, you remember this is a secret event. No one's going to know.
Right, secret event. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
What do you think about these guys coming back, though?
Yo, where did they find 24/7 at, though, Pete? I mean,
you know what I heard? There was a recent interview with him, and he was like, he's a teacher now.
Okay.
He's a teacher. Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Okay.
And you know,
he's a real deal a teacher also.
Yeah, he is. He is. He
okay.
Is.
So now teachers come up like the battle rap. That's what it is. Okay.
I'm saying, bro.
Cool,
so
that.
Everybody's coming back. We have 24/7, Roan and Bishop Brigante that are going to be battling in the Blackout, along with, you know, Pat Stay. I believe Pat Stay is Hollahan, Hitman Holla, you know, and these announcements are being made. They're obviously doing one by one. And it's going to be, well, I mean, how's it shaping up to you? How's this event's going
to
be?
It's shaping up to be a good card. I mean, it depends on the individuals that are going to battle, though. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they got more names to announce or cast, but we got to wait till the actual event. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The actual event. You know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to that. I'm kind of hyped for it, man. You know, just on some of the names. Just because I'm a big 24/7 fan, I remember when he fucked up QP. Not Clean Paper, but Quantum Physics. I remember when he fucked up QP, Battle Osa, and all this shit, man. He's real dope. He was unique. So I think it'll be cool, man. You know, Organic is saying that this is going to be the biggest card of all time. All time, Dre.
For King of the Dot?
No, of all time ever.
Of all time? Ooh. Well, here's the thing, Organic. I hear that, and that's cool. But it depends on these characters actually battling. Like, you can never really, you can put a good match together, a good card together, but it's up to the individuals that actually work to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's three dope rounds. So I always put it on the battle rappers more than the league owners. The league owners only do so much. Not up to these characters on the card, the Hitman, the Hollahan, the Pass Pace, the Standard Third. They got to show up.
I agree. I agree. I'm glad Hitman's going to be up there. You know, I know that they'll fuck with him and all that. I think that'll be dope. I think that'll be real dope. I think this is a battle that we actually saw, so I think before the guest comes on, we should kind of speak about this really quick. This isn't the Verb in Daylight. This is the Pat Stay in Daylight was officially released today, and we were...
Oh, was it really? Okay.
We were lucky enough to watch it. Do you remember what you thought about that one? This is when, obviously, Daylight's dressed like a slave and asking his master if he's able to rap and, you know, all this stuff. What did you think about that one?
Well, when we had Daylight up there, Daylight told us that he was trying to go the angle of him being a slave to battle rap. He was like, we're all slaves, but I didn't really like the angle too much. I'm going to keep it real. I don't know, it does nothing for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I had Pat winning that joint, but I wasn't too impressed overall. I'm going to watch it again, but when I first watched it, I watched it twice, to be honest. And the first two times, I was like, but to go back and sit down and watch it, then I got to do that when I get, you know what I'm saying, get a chance and shit.
I feel that. I feel that. Yeah. Man, Pat State called out a lot of people, bro. He obviously called out Sharon. He called out Clips. Is Clips in Pat State something that you'd actually like to see?
Actually, in Clips, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I'm really down for that. I really want to see that. I'm all for that right there. You know what I mean? And Clips is on this card too, isn't he? Or not?
No,
not
I don't think it's not, nah, not that it's been announced yet. No.
Okay.
No, not on this one. We're going to see... I'm interested to see the rest of this card, though, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I'm interested to see this.
Most definitely.
I think this one will be dope. A lot of people, we have Levy Dennis saying Pat State versus Hollow has got to happen before anything. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that was supposed to happen before, right? And that's one of those things.
It was supposed to happen. And Hollow got approached with the Joe Budden when it was in the works.
Well, he had to go to Joe Budden. And if you're Hollow, go battle Joe Budden, go battle Pat State. No shade to Pat State, but, you know, that's just something you can't turn down.
Yeah, yeah, that can't, you can't
but I still
want
to see Hollow and Pat State, though. Go
absolutely.
Get it twisted. I still want to see that. Like, really want to see that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. I completely agree with you. You know, the UFF was on today, and, you know, we'll break that down. But, bro, your boy T-Top,
yeah.
Man. Your boy T-Top, right? Like, bro.
He's holding the South down right now, bro. That ass. He's holding the South down.
Yeah. I'm saying, man. I'm saying. This dude is just nice with it, man. Like, crazy.
I think he's an animal, Gaspar. Because you're my dad, he's an animal.
He is an animal, man. He is an animal.
Okay.
I agree, bro. It's going to be crazy. I'm a big fan of his, though, man. I feel like he's 3-0'd. He 3-0'd chess.
Oh, yeah. Definitely 3-0'd.
Yeah.
That ain't even a question, in my opinion. Chess, with his hand movements, he's like a Reed Dollars junior. I mean, that
yeah.
reminds me of. But you don't
yeah.
be saying a lot of nothing. It's just a lot of aggression with no real dope bars. It's just like bad aggression. It's like
yeah,
bad aggression. Like you're saying something, but you're not really saying nothing. It's not hard to go with your voice behind it.
This dude Top with the dope bars, though, bro. Like, man, this guy just cooking. He's
really cooking.
Battle raps Jeezy, man.
Yep. And like I said again, I hope he gets his chance. You know what I'm saying? He deserves those chances. He needs to get on the card. You know? I see him. See
yeah.
He won a battle on Shotgun Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yep. What do you think about that?
He won the battle. I'm about that. I want to see that. That ain't even a question for me. Definitely.
Yeah. Now, we gotta end up breaking that down. But, yo, we got the guests on right now. PSA welcomes back Cassidy. Cassidy, what's good, man?
What's up with you?
Miss Cash, what's good, my G? What's poppin', man?
Oh, man, I can't complain. A little bit of me, a whole lot of you. What is it looking like?
Yo, I know the last time we spoke to you, you said you was going to Dubai. How was your vacation out there, man?
Oh, it's beautiful out there. I think this is probably like my 8th or 9th time going out there. I love it out there, the architecture. Can't find a piece of trash on the ground. Everybody is real, like, you know, real loving out there. They show a lot of love no matter what race or how you dress, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of love out there. It's real beautiful, a lot of beaches. The weather is nice. In the daytime,
mm-hmm.
even in December, it go up to, like, 80 degrees. So, you know what I mean? It's a good look out there.
Now, Cass, last time when you were on here, you were like, yo, I want you guys to see this battle. And then we got to get back on to talk about it. Now, we got a chance to see it, Cass. And you were right when you were on here. Not only were you the most comfortable looking right there, as far as delivery, performance, everything like that, bro. I mean, I personally feel that you won this, of course. I mean, what's the overall perception that you've been getting? I mean, it seems like it's overwhelming that Cass is winning. I mean, there's polls that say 97% Cass and 3% Disaster.
Yeah, I feel as though that's how it should be. I mean, there's some cornballs in the world that's going to feel as though Yeah, I mean, he won, or I doubt they even really feel as though he won, but they probably bet money and lost money, or, you know, they was a fan and thought that he was going to win, so they still got to stick with, you know what I mean, what they were saying. So, you know, everybody like different things. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody got people that hate them, even James Brown, Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? The biggest artist of all time had people
Bill
that
Cosby,
don't like him.
Bill Cosby, Cass. You can Bill Cosby right now, my dude.
Without a question. But it's about how many people that, you know what I'm saying, that you do got, you know what I'm saying, loving what you do and appreciating what you do. It'd be an overwhelming amount of people that do respect them type of artists. So the little bit of people that don't like them don't even matter.
Yeah, Cass, and like Timo was saying, man, I got to watch his battle from last week when we spoke to you after the battle. My dude, I got to tell you, I had you winning 3-0, like, dead ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I had myself winning 3-0, too, man. You know, on some real shit, you know, most of the time when he tried to get personal, it was a bunch of fabricated shit. You know what I mean? Bits and pieces that he probably heard from blogs or heard from Larry Moe and Joe and tried to piece it together, trying to talk information that he don't know nothing about. So it was sounding stupid, especially to the niggas that really know how the shit went down. And the shit was the stories that he was talking about and all the shit that he was trying to bring up was shit from 10 years ago. And he wasn't spitting it the right way, accurate way. It was all fabricated. So people think he was trying to get personal, but a personal bar got to have some truth to it. It got to, like, strike a nerve. It got to be, you got to be saying some real shit. And he ain't say none of that. So, you know what I mean? He tried to, well, I predicted that. I knew exactly how he was going to do it. You know, I knew exactly how he was going to rap. It wasn't shocking to me. I knew that's how he was going to do it. See, the difference between me and him was I could go on YouTube and pull up a disaster battle. You know what I'm saying? Even the battles that he felt as though was his best battles. And I could look at it and see exactly what he was going to bring to the table. He even battled a couple weeks or a month or two prior to our battle. So it's like I got the opportunity to go check up on him and see what he was going to do. But with me, he couldn't do that with me. He didn't know what to expect from me. You know what I'm saying? The only thing he could really look at is the freeway battle from 12 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he didn't really know what to expect. So he probably called himself getting prepared, but he didn't even know what type of monster to get prepared for. And I know how corny he is and how weak he is. So that wasn't even my best. I was just getting the cobwebs off, and they was cutting me short. It was a lot of, like, bullshit going on with the whole event and the whole shit. So I really probably got out, like, 35 to 40% of the shit that I had
on.
You know what I mean? I was thinking about probably doing a video and letting the world hear, you know what I mean, a bunch of them other bars I have for that.
Do
community,
that, do that,
because I ain't going to be able to spit it no more.
We're trying to hear that, Cass.
Yeah, I ain't
going
to be able to use it nowhere else, so I probably got to do that. But I ain't really get all of my shit off, but I knew compared to that corny shit he was doing, it was enough to clearly show that I cooked him, you know what I'm saying? So that's why when they was calling time, and I know what they had in the contract. I knew I was supposed to get more time, and they was trying to look out for their little homie. But I wasn't really arguing with it as much as I could have, because I already knew I was doing them dirty in the time that I used already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a question for you. First time you were up here, and you corrected me when I said that you were, you know, you guys had an agreement for two battles. You said there's an option for a second battle with film on. It wasn't anything locked in, but you said that there was an option. Is that something you think that you'll exercise and agree to at this point?
Yeah, if they get some more chicken up, you know what I'm saying? If they willing to pay like they play, you know what I'm saying? And we could definitely make it happen. You know what I'm saying? The same way it was with the first situation. And see, people got it confused. You know, I call myself Mr. Chicken. Niggas hear me talking this chicken talk. So they think the only reason why I battle is for the money. Nah, I battle because that's what I love to do. That's the cloth I'm cut from. But at the end of the day, I feel as though I'm an established enough artist to get paid for what I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though I like to go to the clubs and party, before I put an album out or anything, I used to go to the clubs all the time and party and have to pay to get in the club. Now, when I go to the club and party, people got to pay me to come do what I love to do because I'm me. So I feel as though it's the same thing with this battle shit. Niggas got to pay me. You know what I'm saying? It might not be the same situation with every nigga that battle because niggas got to get their weight up. But with me, you got to pay in order to get me in the ring. So, you know what I mean? I'm definitely willing to do it if niggas make it make sense and bring the right amount of money to the table. And that's not just them. That's any league. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got no picks with the leagues. I don't got no picks with the people I battle. I don't even got no picks of where we battle at. Y'all see I went to his home turf, his territory where he from, with the people that fuck with him throwing the whole event. And I still went out there and did my thing because I ain't really got no picks. It don't really matter to me. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like the next one to be in Philly at all? Is there any preference to, like, is that something that you would like, though, for it to be at home?
Yeah, without a question. I mean, that's my city, but I feel as though if I go to where another nigga from, he don't got a chance. So if we do it in Philly, a nigga definitely don't got a chance, man. It's like a nigga is already at a disadvantage battling me, but if we do it in Philly, it's going to be a clear disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? But I like how we did it the second day. Like, you know what I mean?
Where's people there?
Small room, baby.
Yeah, that garage that we was in, it wasn't that small. Like, it wasn't like a house room or something. Like, it was a nice amount of space, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, it could have been 100 or 200 people there, and everybody would have been comfortable and had space and everything like that. So I like them type of closed-in environments because that's how you could really get busy. You don't got to deal with all the mics and DJs and walking to the stage like it's a wrestling match and shit. You know what I mean? You could really just get down to just rapping, and niggas could really hear you. Niggas could really listen, and the niggas that's there feel like they tuned in with you because they close to you, not all the way in the balcony and you all the way on the stage. It's kind of hard to feel a nigga presence, and that's a lot of what I bring to the table, not just bars alone, but my presence is what makes me be able to get over on a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? Or everybody. Yeah. It's like, and in order to feel my presence, it's like you either got to see it on video where you get a close look at me, or if you in the crowd and you close enough to really see me and feel my aura, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I like them small environments. And I think I kind of like it too because the whole time when I was battling, when I used to do it, that's how we used to do it. I never did it in front of big crowds on stage with mics and all that shit. Like, I never did it like that.
Yo, Kaz, let me ask you a question real quick. This has been going on Twitter saying that you made the environment uncomfortable. You have so many people with you. You've been going on Twitter saying, I don't know if you're able to catch a tweet. I know you've been on vacation. But he's just saying that you made the whole environment uncomfortable for him. Still look uncomfortable. I've never seen a cat look so uncomfortable in that kind of environment before. Can you express, is that bullshit? Like, I'm saying that, you're trying to make it sound like you had, like, a lot of goals with you. You came to the event, like, with a lot of people and being uncomfortable for the situation. Did you find that?
Disaster, he pussy, man. I mean, that's his hometown. You know what I'm saying? So, there's no way in the world, you know what I mean, he should be uncomfortable in his own hometown. He just using that for an excuse because he know he got cooked. And now I don't see anybody looking forward to seeing a disaster battle after that. After he popped all that shit and did all this talking and then got cooked, now niggas don't want to really see disaster rap no more. It's like I exposed his style. I show how weak he is. So it's like, it's just like we're fighting. It's like sometimes dudes be having little win streaks, but as soon as they fight a nigga that exposed their style, then niggas just know how to beat them now. And it's like everybody could go in there and beat them now. And it's the same shit.
But
Cass,
allegedly now,
of course
I
had
goals. Because allegedly he's saying that he did a mainstream rapper is not a battle now, he's saying.
He said he getting what?
Mainstream, he getting more mainstream people to battle him now. After he had a battle with y'all. That's what he's allegedly saying.
I mean, he got to say a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Because he did. Like, I just killed him. So he got to say any and everything to try to get some type of attention. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's saying he was uncomfortable. He wasn't uncomfortable because of the goons that was there. I mean, that's automatic. Y'all see that faggot shit he tried to pull on the ball mask? He tried to let the nigga up, go all crazy because he felt as though he had a couple people with him and Math was by himself. So he felt like he had some courage to do something like that. I mean, everywhere I go is goons around, you know what I'm saying? But because it was such a big event, such a big battle, you know, not just my niggas that flew out there, my niggas from Philly, from New York, from Jersey, they was all in there. But also, I got hundreds of Cali niggas, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Chubby Swag Jack from Cali. My nigga Compton Menace from Cali. Like, them dudes is all already out there. So they knew what was going down, and they couldn't wait. So, of course, they going to show up and support me because they fuck with me. So they was there, but I didn't get them the green light to put pressure on them or do nothing to them. You know what I'm saying? They was just there to enjoy the battle. So all that uncomfortable shit is just bullshit to hide the fact that he got cooked. The first round, you could see he was a little more comfortable. Then after I rapped, then he got uncomfortable, start switching his style, trying to calm down and not scream like he usually do. And then by the third round, his confidence was completely taken out of his soul. He was breaking down, mumbling, forgetting his words. And you could just tell I was breaking him down with how I was rapping. It ain't really had nothing to do with the people that's there. I mean, of course he knew if them Grape Street dudes that he see, he paid Grape Street niggas to be there. He's not in the game. He's not one of them type of dudes. So for anybody to be there supporting him, they had to get some type of check. See, that's the difference between me and him. But they couldn't pull none of that funny shit that they probably could pull on another nigga because the dudes I got there, I just got dudes there to make sure that everything is cool, comfortable, so that we could rap and do what the people wanted to see. That's about it.
Now, you were on, you just expressed it. If the money's right, obviously anybody can get it. You named Good as being one of those people. Now, there's people out there that would say, all right, Arsenal, Khan, Good. Now, I'm going to try to get a name out of you. Is there any one of those in particular that you feel makes more sense than the other two to have happen before the other two?
I mean, that shit is like all the same. You know what I mean? I don't feel like one of them make more sense than the other. I mean, I look at them niggas all the same, you know what I'm saying? So it's like whoever comes to the table with the right amount of chicken, we can make it happen. I know they all going to get cooked the same. It don't matter who it is. Like, I'm a just prepare for whoever I'm battling and cook the nigga the same way. So, you know what I mean? It don't really matter to me, man. I really, though, on all jokes aside, though, I did that to show love to the battle rap cats and to show them that I'm not shitting on the battle rap dudes and looking down on them. That's why I decided to come back and, you know what I'm saying, battle a battle rapper. But, you know, I would much rather it not be somebody like Goods or Arsenal or niggas that I only know for battling. Like, I never heard them do a song before. I never heard them do nothing else musically other than battle. So I would much rather it be a nigga that done put songs out, sold some records, got a fan base for doing other things other than battling. I think it'll make me more more motivated to want to kill a nigga like that. It's like these battle rap niggas, I feel like I already got an advantage over them from being me. So I would rather just battle a nigga that's I hope to get more industry niggas and influence them niggas to get back into the game. Niggas that feel like the industry niggas, but they could really rap. I would rather them niggas get back in the ring and me bite one of their heads off. Because not only will I be getting chicken, but and not just my fan base, but they fan base would be tuned in too. A lot of other people that wouldn't normally watch battle rap would be tuned in because it's another big name involved. And it'd just make the sport get bigger and bigger, opposed to just keeping it exactly how it is now.
But Kat, I'm gonna respectfully disagree on one thing you said. I know for you, because you do, like you said, you do music, and you rather battle somebody that's doing music and that's in your field. But this is battle rap, my G, and you come from the era when niggas have bars. A lot of these industry niggas, who can really battle you? Because these niggas ain't rapping no more, Cass. You, Jada, Banks, Joel Ortiz, Slaughterhouse, and Royce the 5'9", is only a small crop of niggas that's still keeping the bars alive that's in the industry. So I think for me, as a battle rap fan, I would love to see battle these niggas that know the battle rap, the word battle rap. You feel me on that or not?
I mean, I feel as though these niggas only battle rappers. That's all they can do. You know what I mean? These niggas be trying to put out mixtapes and be trying to make songs, but the shit just be trash. It don't get nowhere. So it's like, it's not that they don't want to make music. It's like they just can't do nothing but battle rap. And it's like, now that these industry niggas is making money off doing other shit, they not really focused on battle rap. But I feel as though it's industry niggas that can do it if they put their mind to it. Of course they not fucking with me. Not no industry nigga or no battle nigga ain't fucking with me. It's all the same to me, but I feel as though niggas could do it if they put their mind to it. And regardless of it just be entertaining to the people that's watching because they got a name and they making the adjustment from doing what you used to them doing to doing something different. It's like the same niggas that you seen battle 6, 7, 8 times a year and then you just see them battle again. It's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I done seen all them niggas that you named lose before. I done seen all them niggas that you named battle wild times. It's like, so to just see another one is like, I mean, I'm talking me. I don't know everybody. Other people might think different. But I'm talking about me. It's like, all right, it's like I might watch it, might be entertaining for the moment, but I'm not going to be super hype or like, damn, I definitely got to see that. Like if it was a nigga that called itself a rapper, but in the industry getting back in that field, it'd be more entertaining, and I want to see it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in the world that feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? But don't get it twisted. I said I would prefer to battle a nigga that got a name, and I'll be more motivated to cook a nigga like that. But at the end of the day,
of course,
I don't mind cooking another battle nigga if them niggas could get their chicken up. It's just going to be hard for these battle niggas that y'all naming to be able to generate the type of chicken that I want. You know what I'm saying? Because they not even in that same ball field. So it's going to be hard for them to bring that type of chicken to the table. So that's why I would rather a bigger name get in there, because regardless if they could do it or not, you don't know what to expect. And the type of money that we could generate and get put up for the battle would be way crazier.
But Cass, I understand the chicken aspect of it, but I'm just saying, what about the battle itself? Like to put on a classic or put on a fucking dope battle. I think personally, my nigga, in a battle rap world, not music wise, you and one of these niggas, I think it, even though you saying niggas gotta get the chicken up, I get that. But just a mono, one on one, my nigga, I would love to see battle these niggas that's battling now. That to me, these battle rap niggas could battle rap better than the niggas in the industry. There's only a few niggas that could do it, my nigga.
Yeah, but you ain't see it though. You know what I'm saying? So if you got niggas that's laying up all the time and never dunking. Like back in the day, niggas was barely dunking. They just was like laying up all crazy. You might be like, damn, them niggas had way crazier finger rolls and all these fancy ass layups. Them niggas could lay up better than niggas lay up now. But the only reason why they could lay up better than niggas is probably laying up now is because they wasn't dunking like how niggas dunking now. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that I feel as though you, of course, if you just see these niggas battle all the time, of course you're going to think they better at battling than a nigga that you never seen battle before. You know what I'm saying? But that's just because you never seen it. It's not saying that he can't do it. I don't feel like niggas can't do it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't talking about just the average nigga on the radio. You could just tell
right,
by
yeah.
how they rap on songs
yeah.
that they can't rap. But it is certain niggas in the game that can rap even on record. So I feel as though if they put their mind to it, they could be able to battle to a certain extent.
Cass, would you like to see something different implemented, like maybe these battle rappers jumping into your world, doing something on beats and, you know, doing a bar off when it comes to that? Would that be something that you would be interested in, too? Of course, Chicken would be right, but would you, is that something
that
you would want to see?
Nah, these battle rappers be horrible on beats, so I wouldn't want to do that. Plus, I don't like battling on beats because it's more focused on flow and style when you want to beat. And people won't really be necessarily able to hear everything you're saying unless you're doing like a diss song where people could keep playing it back and hearing what you're doing. But if you're just battling on site to beats, I don't really fuck with that too much. I don't really like that. So I know they can't do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I wanted to show. Like, y'all niggas can never do what I do. But I could do what I do and do what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between me and these niggas. Like, these niggas can't make a record to save their life, man.
Some of them can't, those guys. Some of them can't, those guys. Respectfully, though, some of them can't. But Cass, some of them can make good music. You know, Shotgun Shun, Sue Surf, Loaded Lux, Hoppa. These brothers make some high music, though. If you get a chance to ever listen to their music, though, I got to be, you know what I'm saying? I got to defend them a little bit on the music. Because I mean, I've heard these niggas' music, and it's not bad. Not everybody, but some of them.
I mean, and I'm not a nigga that just gonna check, you know, these battle rap niggas' whole catalog. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. They could have. I don't know, but I'm talking about from all the shit I heard. I ain't never had no hot record yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hard for these niggas to jump on the beat and have the same impact as they do when they just rapping. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ballgame.
Cass, you have any music cooking now that you're back from vacation?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to drop some new shit probably tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And before the year out, or maybe top of the year, I might come with a mixtape, maybe an EP or album. I got enough music ready for all of that. I'm just situating it and putting it together. You know what I mean? Just coming off this battle in Dubai. So now I'm back game planning and putting shit together, you know what I mean, getting back in the stew and just, you know what I mean, strategizing and putting this shit together. But even before the battle, I was dropping wild shit, just having fun with it. But now I'm about to drop these original records, some real dope shit. Probably come with the first one tomorrow and shit.
Okay.
Drop that new shit. Yeah.
So Cass, let me ask you a question. What's next after this, my dude? What are we doing now? I mean, you got a buzz. You got a big buzz now going on. I know you probably got a mixtape drop or anything. I mean, you battling next year? Are we going to see you in 2015 again? Or?
I mean, I already got a couple offers for double what I already just got. So the numbers is up. So y'all could potentially see me getting back in the ring, you know what I'm saying, sooner than later. And definitely, you know, the mixtape's coming, the project's coming. I got this energy drink, you know what I'm saying, that we about to release, you know what I mean, next year. I got the e-cigarette I'm working on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got this, you know what I mean? I got these, I got a lot of shit I'm working on, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't really like to talk too much before I could really let y'all know too much information. But I'm always working, man. I'm always staying busy and doing shit to keep the money flowing in. Even if I ain't like, you know what I'm saying, if I ain't doing it all the way in the limelight all the time, you might not necessarily know what I got going on. But I always stay above water. I've been comfortable since I was 17 and got my first deal. I've been good, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep it pushing music-wise, other business that I'm doing, you know what I mean, real estate, you know, plus I got a family, you know what I'm saying, I got sons and wife, you know what I'm saying, so I'll be putting in family time too, so I got to do all of the above, you know what I mean, but I'm going to do it all though. New records is coming, you know what I'm saying, it ain't finalized yet, but you know, it's looking more than likely that there's another battle going to come, You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So y'all see me back in the ring and y'all get that music. And that's one thing you can't really get from these battle niggas. You might get a battle, but you definitely can't get no music.
Let's go,
I ain't
man.
Even
this
gonna
is
lie.
So.
That's
yo,
what it is.
Double
yo,
what
cat.
You got, bro. I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong fucking business.
We appreciate you fucking with us. The third time you came here to PSA Radio, man. We really appreciate you just coming to chat with us, even for a little bit, my nigga. We really appreciate you. Real nigga shit, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I know y'all. Y'all making it, you know what I'm saying? Y'all making it pop for the streets. Y'all got the streets lit.
Absolutely.
The battle world and you know what I mean, parts of the other world be changing. So I definitely
yes,
already,
man.
Had to let y'all know what's going on with Mr. Chicken right now. I will be a little more hype and talking my shit, but I've been switching weathers. I done went from L.A. to Dubai back to here and cold, and my throat kind of fucking with me. Y'all. I'll be turning up talking. Nah, I ain't jet lagged, but I got my throat a little fucking with me, y'all. My voice ain't exactly how it normally be, so I can't really turn up like I want to, but y'all know what it is, man. I'm 3-0 niggas all day, every day, man. Just let the niggas know that, man. Whoever, battle nigga, industry nigga, whoever, I'm 3-0 niggas. That's all I'm doing, man. 5,001-0, man. The record is crazy, man. And now
that's
y'all got some recent
right
shit that I just did that y'all could look at, man. Y'all could just go on YouTube or whatever site and y'all could look at some shit I just did, me cooking a nigga recently. Not no old shit.
Word. Shout out to Hustler, man. You already know, man. Philadelphia, man. Pennsylvania, all that, my nigga. You already know.
Hey, shout out my nigga Fred Money, man. Free my nigga J.R. Ryder. Shout out my nigga Chubby Swag Jag. My nigga Money, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Compton Menace. All the niggas that's holding Larceny family down, man. My nigga Spoon, my niggas from Mayhem Music, my nigga Bishop Make It Not. The whole team, man. Nayla Boss from London, she was out there at the battle. She flew out from London to come peep a nigga do his thing. So shout out to the whole clique and all the niggas that's been supporting me that ain't never counting me out. All the niggas that won money off that battle, I got niggas a lot of checks around the world. Shout out to y'all niggas. And all the niggas that doubted me, I know y'all niggas is mad right now. Niggas is leaving out them rooms when they watch them battles with the Down Syndrome face. Face all slumped down. They looking all sad and shit. Like, y'all betting on the wrong man if y'all ain't betting on me. Real shit.
Word.
Fucking cash.
Shout out to you,
cash, bro,
man. For real, man. Salute, brother.
And the last thing I'm going to say, my line, man. I need these battle leagues to listen up. Don't call my phone about a battle because I ain't picking up unless y'all get that chicken up.
Word.
Shit. Yo, salute, cash.
All right, y'all. Hold it down, man. Until the next time.
You all right, my G. Salute, man.
My G.
Shout out Cassidy, man. Real nigga shit, B. Real talk, man.
We fuck with Cassidy, Heavy. Too.
You already, man.
You know what? You can't be mad at someone that's about the chicken, bro. I think I've realized that. Interviewing this man 3 times, Dre, we can't get mad about someone wanting their fucking chicken, bro.
That's right. You can't get mad about that. You know what I mean? The only thing, Timbo, and I said it to him, the only thing, I don't know if you feel me on this, brother. I understand he wants to battle industry cat because of the money aspect of it. But I really want to see him battle one of these battle niggas, man. That's just me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really. Who's he going to battle in the industry? I mean, just because he came with it for 3 rounds, and, you know, it's something he got to work on. But like he said, he got the cobwebs off. And that's the most important. He got the cobwebs off. So he can look at the game tables and be like, you know what? I can switch this up here. Man, you know what I'm saying? So. Once again, man, shout out to Cassidy, man. You already know.
I feel what you. Yeah, man, I feel what you're saying. I just think, man, this guy getting double. He said he got offered to get double what he got the first time. If anybody out there is not familiar with the math of what he got about $250,000, bro. So double that. Do it quickly for anybody.
Right.
This is a half a mil to battle.
Word. Word.
Just crazy, man. Salute to Cass. Yo, you already know the fuck
it is.
He fucks with PSA.
Shout out to
the Oslo, man. We fuck with him the same. Yo, we got battles that dropped, right?
All right.
King of the Dot dropped Daylight versus Averb. Now, what did you think when you saw this one? We gotta get the Dre breakdown. Daylight versus Averb. Let's go.
First of all, it's an all right battle. This is what, 2 minutes? Timbo, am I right on this? It felt like a 2 minute battle. 250 type shit going on. But it was Verb sets it off. You know, he talks about the puff shit. Your fuck shit overweighs your talent. You know what I'm saying? He said some shit like Stripes, Adidas. Nah, we ain't trying to hear that, Verb. I'm sorry. You don't want that fade. You a Caesar. You know, you watching a wizard. I'm a Reza. You better shake and swallow that tongue. I'm a seizure. Like, a lot of shit you're saying was, I thought Verb first round was kind of light to me. They set it off. Fuck the applause. He goes into the spawn clothesline. You know, he said the nigga gave him money to blow the fight and shit. He makes more money than Verb does in the child support. I didn't really like none of their first rounds too much, but at the end of the first round, I would give it to Verb. Because, once again, I said it ad nauseum. Daylight, to me, lyrically, the man got bars. Like, if Daylight was a killer with me and Timbo, and he spit, we'll be mesmerized the way he put words together. The problem I have, though, this is battle rap. A lot of times, Daylight, to me, I just feel like he's trying to rap to the world that he's nice and then attack the nigga that's in front of him. So the first round, I gave it to Burr. How you have the first round?
First round, I had Daylight, man. I had Daylight.
Okay.
I know you're not feeling the exact, you know, the direct battling, and it's something that he doesn't necessarily do, but I fuck with his bars, man. I really fuck with Day's bars. And that's not saying that he killed Verb that first round. This was a good battle, but I had Day taking that first round, man. I thought his bars were just better than Verb's.
Okay. And then the second round, Verb goes in, he's going to pull this nigga's card. He probably told Diz to punch Mass. He said some ill shit. When a nigga's your man, he could be dead wrong. Once you tell him he's dead wrong, if he's still standing on it as his man, you're supposed to stand with him. But that was some ill shit he went into and shit. He said, you make that purple look real soft, lavender. They a parasite. He's hazardous. God, I got to wake y'all up. Like he's Lazarus, two burst silences on him. That's a pair of dubs. One talk, the other repeat. It's just like a parrot does. That was all right. And then Verb slow it down. You know, I ride up, hop out the whip, catch the fade, nigga. He ain't saying nothing, throwing up signs. This ain't charades, nigga. I was cool. You know what I'm saying? He had some eye shit on there and shit. He did some bias line and shit. I thought Verb's second round was his best round. And then they go into the second round. Did the biggest career of his life, was total slaughter. I took a boo boo. Niggas went crazy over that. I didn't really go too crazy with that. But
Daylight.
I didn't really go too crazy about that. But Daylight, some shit about continue to punch in the nuts. That's a low blow life. Daylight wordplay is very slept on, though, Timbo. I learned that from this battle. His wordplay is very slept on. You know what I'm saying? For those who are thinking I'm a clown, cool, let me lay down these ground rules. This is something I can flow advice, something I call flow advice. I mean, you got bars, man, but I don't know, man. All your fans, they look at your battles and say, all aboard, and there's not a board on site. He was spazzing his face, you know what I'm saying? What's up with the extra lip? It ain't Obi Trice. He has some eye shit, man. That's second round, I gave it a word.
I gave the second round to Verb too. Yeah, he had more haymakers and more haymakers in that second round, man. I fuck with that. You make that purple look real soft, lavender, you know, some shit like that. And they didn't really say anything that was too memorable, but I had Verb in that second round, yo. I had it 1-1 going into the third.
1-1? Okay.
Yeah.
And then round three, Verb goes talking about me taking off his clothes, disrespecting the culture with buffoonery. How you got in the game, you cheated. I didn't need that code. Hot bars kept me here. Verb heat stack stove. You know, take the word read. And then wait a minute, Verb. We're not gonna let you slide with this shit, Verb. This nigga said take the word read and spell it backwards. And the nigga said it's there. Verb, you the word read and there don't coincide. I don't know if you watch Chilla Jones and JC or anything. Junior Nail J. Chilla was on point with that. You was not on point play with this, my nigga. I don't know where you saw Reed and Deer go together, but whatever. He goes into the white leagues. You go to white leagues for less pay, then come to the black leagues and do gimmicks. He did say daylight saving is setting us back. I thought that was cold. That daylight ball, he flipped, daylight saving is setting us back. I thought that was hard. He said, don't bother you that 10 years from now, your son going to see you, all the fuck shit you did on YouTube and talking about you want to sleep with Diddy and all this other crazy shit. So he's talking some real shit to him.
Yeah.
But daylight third round to me was the best round of the battle. I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep it all the way live. This round, I thought he would butter about his son. The verb flips were crazy. He went back to the wordplay. He said, Verb said, let's go Quill. Even Verb was saying, let's go Quill. You know what I'm saying? Verb was feeling that round, too. He's like, yo, let's go Quill. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what the fuck is up with these battle rappers doing that? We'll get into that after. All right, go ahead. I hate that shit.
I don't give a fuck. I'm the virgin type. You get your ass kicked, but I put on a classic. And who got the little G's ups? It's not the birth of Christ. That was mean, daylight. That was mean, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. His third round was crazy, man. So for me, Timbo, I got a 2-1 verb. But a lot of people got daylight winning, so it's a debatable battle. Nobody's saying that verb clearly won. There's people out here that said daylight won't. But for me, the only reason I give it a verb because daylight, you have rhymes. It just feels to me at times you're not attacking a nigga that's in front of you, my G, but I gave it to verb 2-1.
Mm-hmm. I had daylight taking this third round. I thought he was spazzing in this third round. You know?
Yeah. Fact.
I mean, that continuous rapping that he was doing right in verse face, yo, he was fucking spazzing. I had daylight winning this 2-1 first and third. Verb got the second, but you know the fact that we can say now that some people have Verb winning and some people have daylight winning. I mean, is that a good battle to you, where you can kind of go back and forth?
Not really. Sometimes when niggas say just because it's debatable, I don't think every debatable battle Timbo is a good battle. Mm-hmm. It's just debatable because two niggas was going doing their thing, but you know. It was a cool battle. I don't like the minutes aspect of it. That 2-minute shit, I'm never going to fly right with a 2-minute battle.
Yeah.
I can't remember a 2-minute battle that I actually liked. I don't even remember a 2-minute battle that I actually liked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's what it is, man.
I feel you on that one, yo. That's daylight in fucking Bird, man. Darryl Nils fucking is that's king of the dot. Yo, we got to get to this Boston card. Full Boston card. West Coast Media Group. The card in Boston, May 15th, it's a big card. I'm going to name these battles out really quick, and then we can go through them one by one now. As we know, Arsenal is having his epic rematch with someone. I'm going to speculate that it is Shadi Horror. Arsenal versus Shadi Horror, I guess. But it is a rematch that he's having, Arsenal versus Blank. Now we have Pat Stay versus Calico.
Ooh.
We have Big K versus Ill Will. We have Chilla Jones versus Conceited. We have Goods versus Roan.
Okay.
Charlie Clips versus Password.
Wait, that's official? Charlie Clips and Pass?
Yes. From what I've seen, it's on there.
All right, set up the first one, Timo. Let's go flip it into the tippy. First one, this is Boston. It's three minute rounds, and it's in a small room, from what I understand that. The capacity is only 300 people.
Yes, it is a small room event.
Shout out to the small room event. You know what I mean?
Clips and Pass, 40 bars versus DNA, and then DNA versus Dirtbag Dan. This is the Boston card, May 15th. Like you said, of course, it is a small room.
Damn, DNA's battling twice in one night?
Well, why does he does this all the time? He did this on the Don't Fly.
This is a breaking news, right, Timbo?
This is a breaking news here. He'll battle, and then, you know, he tends to do a freestyle battle. Hey, more power to DNA. I fucked with this card, Dre. The fact that it's in a small room, is crazy.
This is what
you
we
know,
want,
this is
though.
This is what we want, and I feel like the money that's behind Fresh Coast Media Group with, you know, we talked about this billionaire here, the money that is behind them is allowing us to get this. It is not cheap to get an Arsenal, a Pat Stay, a Calico, Charlie Cliffs without trying to sell out a 1,000-person venue, 1,500-person venue, whatever the case may be. But from what I know, this is a small room, and it's going to be pay-per-viewed as well. So it will
I'm definitely ordering the pay-per-view. I'm definitely ordering the pay-per-view. You could bet your ass about that. Pause. I'm definitely getting that that pay-per-view. I got to see this shit.
You know what I mean?
Pat Stay is coming to U.S. soil. Ain't that a motherfucker? Wow. There.
That's what we wanted. Yep.
What battle are you looking forward to the most?
Man, honestly, Big K versus Ill Will.
Damn, we're on the same page, Timbo. We're on the same page.
See, this is some bully shit right here. I'm looking forward to this battle the most. Big K.
That could be battle of the night, right?
You know what? It really wouldn't shock me if Pat Stay and Calico is the battle of the night.
On some bully shit, right? Talking that shit,
just
right?
Again, some bullies. It was like a bully card. Pat Stay versus Calico. It wouldn't surprise me if this is battle of the night. You know, like you said, it's Pat Stay's first battle in the state, and it's huge. It's a small room. These are firsts for Pat Stay. He's battling in a very small room. He's not battling on the main stage in Canada. He's battling in 300-person room in Boston. I think this is very out of his element. So I'm really curious to see how well he would do. We all know Calico has been in those small rooms, you know, coming off of Smack and things like that. He has been in those small rooms. But I'm looking forward to it, man. Arsenal versus who I think would be Shoddy Horror. It hasn't been confirmed, of course, but I feel like it's Shoddy. I don't know how I feel about this battle because they had a great first battle. Oh. If this is the one, like I said, I'm just breaking down what I think it would be. Their battle's at what, almost 6 million views, and they had a great first battle. So I don't know how I personally feel about that one, but, you know, I'm a fan of Shoddy. I'm a fan of ours, so who knows. But Big K versus Ill Will is my pick for which one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yo, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to Charlie Clips and Pass. I'm going to keep it funky. That's my honorable mention.
Yep.
Charlie Clips and Pass, I'm bullshitting now, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, Timbo, I agree with you, Big K and Ill Will. But you know what? I got to slide my pick a little bit. I got to go Charlie Clips and Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that battle, brother.
Really?
Yeah, man. Really. Oh, seriously.
Man.
Charlie Clips and Pass? Come on, son. Come on, man.
I feel it.
Pat's gonna have his
hands full, man. This is the biggest competition he's taken the first part of the year. You know, he battled B Magic in January, and then Clips in May.
I'm glad for Pat's words though, Timbo. I'm glad for brother
too,
like Pat. Pat is nice. Niggas I cannot tell me Pat ain't nice. I don't give a fuck what you tell me. Most of his battles got replay value, like for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? You can't watch a past battle and be like, that shit is whack. I don't know a past battle that I watch, I'm like, Pat ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? I still say 2 years ago, Pat and Remy was one of the most slept on battles in 2013, I thought. You know what I'm saying? I'm using a builder for that shit. That battle right there was hard to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, shout out to the niggas that's putting this car together for real small room setting. You know me, my bro Timbo. Definitely be looking for that. You already know how we do the PSA, man.
I think we should actually give our predictions real quick. Our early predictions for this card, right?
Okay, let's go. I'm going with Calico 2-1. It's Pat's first time in U.S. soil. I don't know if he's going to have the jitter butters because he don't got that Toronto crowd behind him. And I don't really know how he does in a small setting. I'm going to go Cal 2-1.
I'm going Pat Stay 2-1 based off consistency. And I feel they both have that stage presence, but once again, this isn't on stage. I have Pat Stay 2-1 on this battle. I think it'll be a dope one. Next one, we'll have Big K versus Ill Will.
I'm going Big K 2-1. Mm-hmm. I just think Big K was on a fucking tear right now, and truth be told, this battle was supposed to be in the making at least a year and change ago. So
yeah.
This is no shade to Hillwood. I fucked with you, my nigga, but we had this inner battle for you a long time, and I got to go with Big K because the boy is on a roll right now. So I'm going Big K 2-1.
I'm going Ill Will 2-1.
Ill Will 2-1. Okay, and it can happen.
I'm going to Ill Will 2-1 with an upset. Big K, you're right, man. Everything that you said is right. Big K is on a tear right now. But I got Ill Will. I think Ill Will's just going to be cooking up there, man. This is something that I think he's been waiting for. It's a big card. Ill Will 2-1. I had this in a small room.
Okay.
Chilla Jones versus Conceited.
I'm going Chilla Jones 2-1 or a possible 3-0. Nobody back. But I want Chilla 2-1 or 3-0. Khan, I fucks with you, my nigga. I think the battle will be magic. It's a dope-ass battle. I damn sure didn't like your battle against Big K at all, my nigga. I'm sorry, Khan. Thanks for giving us the Be Magic battle. But this battle with Big K, nah, my nigga, I ain't feeling that. And Chilla Jones, to me, is going to – that nigga got bars, man. That's why I'm going Chilla 2-1 or 3-0. Nobody back.
I'm going to go Chilla 2-1. For the reason that you stated also, I think he's more consistent. And, you know, Chilla is not just a schemer anymore. He's definitely added aggression to his arsenal as well and his delivery also. So I feel like that's going to help him. I'm going 2-1 Chilla Jones. Next, we have Charlie Clips versus Password.
Woo! Yo, Clips, my nigga. Listen, man. I don't want to hear that. You my nigga, Clips. You top three right now. I can't front. You damn, maybe you top two. I don't want to hear that you prepared for somebody else or you ain't taking the battle serious, my nigga. You got to take this battle serious or pass, my nigga. Because Pass going to take this shit serious. Like, he's going to take this shit serious. Someone just alluded a second ago, this probably his biggest battle. So when a nigga has his biggest battle on the line, I don't think Password is coming here to fuck around. But I'm going to go Clips 2-1, but I would not be shocked if Pass might edge that shit, but I'm going Clips 2-1 in a very close battle.
I'm going past 2-1.
Wow.
I'm going past 2-1 in a small room. I'm going past 2-1.
Okay.
It could be different, but I have passed 2-1 on this one, man. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes the other way, and I'm hoping Clips actually prepares for this one, because like you said, you know, I think you're right, Pass is going to fucking write his Right, crazy for this. And
of course.
I feel his biggest battle of his career. I'm going past 2-1. Close battle.
Very close battle. Right.
Goods versus Roan.
This battle is kind of weird to me, but I'm going to go Goods 2-1. I think Goods is going to try to crown Roan all three rounds. But Roan is nice, though. I'm getting fucked up. But I'm going Goods 2-1.
I'm going Roan 2-1. I'm going Roan
2-1. Roan 2-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go Roan 2-1 with a clear 2-1, actually. With a clear 2-1 over Goods in this one. 40 bars versus DNA.
Whoo! I'm going DNA 2-1. DNA 2-1. I just think DNA in a close battle, I'm going DNA 2-1 clearly.
2-1 clearly. I'm going to do the same. I'm going 2-1 DNA in this battle. I think he'll be prepared for this one. I don't think 40 are slouched though, Dre. I don't think 40
not at all
slouched for this. I'm going DNA on this one, 2-1. Last battle,
okay.
DNA versus Dirtbag Dan.
DNA, 3-0.
3-0?
3-0. Mm-hmm. 3-0.
Damn.
Sorry, Dan, 3-0.
I'm going Dirtbag Dan, 2-1.
You're going Dirtbag Dan to beat DNA?
I'm going Dirtbag Dan to beat DNA.
Okay. That's what it is.
2-1.
That's what it is,
the Boston card, official May 15th, small setting, pay-per-view. Crazy. All
right.
You already
Mark
know.
Over Shoddy. That's my guess. That's my guess, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. Yo, crazy. Salute to Cass for coming on, man.
Word.
This is an unprecedented third time on PSA Radio, and it doesn't get old.
Facts, though.
Mr. Chicken, we understand Cass is about that chicken. That's it, man. That's
yep.
already what it is, man. Yo, salute everybody that listened in, man. Fucking live streamed it, whatever the fuck. Man, you already know what the hell it is, man. This is PSA Radio. I am Timbo, man. Dre, take us out, bro.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. The content boys, man. Them PSA boys, y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to my bro, Timbo, first of all. It's my brother right here. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. Mr. Facts, a.k.a. I'll let your motherfucking boy, man. Shout out to everybody, the PSA listeners, man. Niggas, haters, loves, whatever it is you want to do with me and Timbo. It's all good, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Easy.
By the way, shout out our sponsors, Rap Life Clothing,
word.
Man. Raplife.spreadshirt.com. Yo, go there, pick up all your fucking rap gear. You already know what it is, man. They got dope shit, Nas, like whatever the fuck you need, man. They
I got a fresh NWA sweater from them brothers, man. So shout out to them right quick, man, for real.
You already, man. Rap Life Clothes is the official sponsor, man, of PSA Radio. You already know what the fuck it is. We out.
Peace.